You're back on our screens, but this time you're like charming. That's why I'm blushing like this. Pele, your role, I watched it and I was like, damn, okay. This is, we've seen the charming side to you, but that one was full on, you know, and you're kissing and you're doing everything. How does it feel to be back on our screens?
Getting back was felt really good. Familiar territory, very different discipline this time. I was taking a crack at comedy to see if I could pull it off, which for me, I think is, it has been said that it's one of the most difficult things to put. So anything that's difficult, I'm obviously going to do it. So it feels good to be back on screen, to have been back for that. It feels really, really good. And the itch is back to get into more and more stuff. So yeah, I'm really happy about it.
Yeah, and like you're saying that you basically were dipping your feet into this whole comedy thing. When you received the script, right? So you got the role, received the script, and you read it. Did you any way relate to what you were reading, the character of Ace? Were you did you see it, or did you have to dig deeper into?
I knew who that was, but I didn't see me in it. I recognize that guy. I'm friends with that guy. So for me, reaching, I didn't need to reach deep anyway. I just needed to go, oh, this is Sbanbat, cool, and we rock. When I received the script, I thought it was very beautifully weaved together, you know. I looked at the concept, I liked the concept, I liked the story, I liked the portrayal of it. And I thought, hey, why not? It was intriguing for me. And because it was comedy, I was like, okay, it's the hard thing, so let's go uphill.
And you and Sandile went uphill with your characters. You were the funny, I mean, he was the funny guy. You were the strict yet hot guy that can't get a girl. Is that the same in general, like in terms of your love life? What type of guy are you? I'm gonna throw
Story
you these questions.
of my life. I think I'm a mixture of both, you know. I am a nerd who likes to stick to himself. I haven't been blessed with the fortune of love. Hopefully it does happen. I have confidence that it will, but I haven't, you know, found my Zandile yet. So, but in terms of Zandile's character, I could definitely identify with him. That was probably me in my earlier years, trying to figure things out, trying to figure girls out, sticking to myself, reading books, just the typical nerdy guy. But I was a lot chubbier, you know. Right now, I think I'm more an ace in, I still stick to myself, do what I need to do, and then go home. I haven't been lucky at love, but it has nothing to do with my parents. My parents are a brilliant example of love, which is also part of the problem. I think I got to witness what I think love should be from them, and now it's very difficult to find it, you know, because I'm just like, Jesus, I wanted, I. This love story is amazing. I love how you guys are in love with each other, and so finding it is a little bit harder, but I think it'll happen in its own time.
I mean, you are literally making, I'm latching on what you're saying, and I'm going to seize this moment. What type of Zan, like, if you were to paint a picture of who or the type of Zandile you are looking for, how would you best paint Zandile? What are the traits that she has to possess?
She has to be kind, you know. She has to be kind. My mom always said, when I asked her how do you become a great parent, she said you have to be a great person, you know. So she has to be kind. She has to be considerate, empathetic, no nonsense. It's just a mixture of all the good things,
Mm.
qualities. I think ideally is the sort of person one would like to end up with. But for me, top of the list, she has to be kind. And happy. Okay. She has to be happy, you know. I can assist in making her happy, but she has to arrive and come happy. I think that's the sort of person I'm looking for. That's, it's not really an extensive long list. It's just that.
I hear you. A lot of women, if they do get to read this, will be DMing you a lot. this I can promise. But now let's go back to Lobola Man. How was it like being on set? And what was your most memorable scene or moment on set?
This is the first time I got to lead a cast, so that was rather nerve-wracking for me, and also just an amazing blessing at the same time. You know, first of all, when it comes to sets, my favorite time of set is in the morning.
Okay.
When everyone is arriving, and just before or just after breakfast, when the crew gets together with the director and they're plotting out the day. I think that's magical. When you get to see everyone prep, you know, be it the makeup department, wardrobe department, actors arriving groggy, tired, getting on their makeup seats, drinking their coffees, conversations from production team as to what the next few days look like, the polite smiles, but we're actually panicking. The director trying to prompt, you know, the scene with the DOP and the lighting guys, the gaffer guys running a little bit late. So the calm chaos in the morning is my favorite part of the day, because come end of the day, I have this image of how these people pulling all of this together, or how calm the morning was to how chaotic it got. And, you know, that triumphant sort of feel of the day is done and we get to do it again tomorrow. So that's my favorite part of the day.
You actually just painted a picture. I can see you guys. What you meant, the anxiety looming in the air. But I mean, obviously that cheer in at the end of the day when you guys are done and the director's like, it's a wrap. Obviously, I can see it. I see what you mean. And now, looking back at what you guys produced, right, the film, Lobola Man, and how people are just going crazy over it. People are watching it. I've watched it. I want to watch it again. You know, how does that make you feel, especially when it comes to like the reception you receive from your craft?
The reception is overwhelming, and it almost feels pretentious, because it's like. On my end, because it's like I never expect that kind of overwhelming show of people, you know. Like, it always catches me off guard. Like, I was like, okay, I did this little movie with a bunch of friends and some really cool people, and then you come out, and then the movie comes out, and then it's like, okay, it's breaking almost every record there is to break, you know. This morning I woke up to a text that says, we're top 8 global, non-speaking Netflix movie. Just this morning, I'm like, what's happening? I'm like, what the hell is happening? You know, I'm seeing billboards with my name on it. It's always crazy for me, because I'm just like, what's happening in actual fact, you know? It's people coming up to me and saying, yo, that movie was great. Yo, this, I loved you in this. And it doesn't really hit me until I'm sitting down with Ashasha and she's breaking it down. She's like, I don't think you understand or fully comprehend what's happening. You know? So for me, it always catches me off guard, because I'm like, I'm doing what I love. And I'm hoping that there's maybe 1,000 people who love it as well, or who will resonate with the story, or whatever the case may be. But when people come out and show off like this, I'm extremely grateful and humbled, and I don't know what God is trying to do, but he's just showing off.
He's basically leading the way. This is what you're supposed to go through. But besides that, I wanted to say, I've seen the billboard, and I think it read something along the lines of, Lawrence Maleka, that's it, something like that, exclamation mark. And I was like, yo, we don't even need to elaborate on what they say, and we all know. How does that make you feel, being like a sex symbol, the ideal boyfriend, the ideal man to some women and some other men? How does that make you feel, being like a sex symbol, a heartthrob of some sort?
It's crazy. Those things have never gone in the same sentence as me.
Really?
In life. I've always been the chubby kid. I've always been friends with heartthrobs. Like, I'm like, okay, I look at guys and I'm like, I get it, I get it. Okay, but for me, that's crazy for me. And the national boyfriend thing came up as, it was honestly a joke. Mm-hmm. There was a conversation happening on social media, and then someone referred to me as national boyfriend, and I asked why, and they're like, oh, you were doing this previous show, and from what we know, you ended up single.
Oh.
You know? So you are our national boyfriend. When we don't have a man, we just have a fair to Lawrence. I was like, oh, okay, cool, that's fine. National boyfriend. Mm. And I only mentioned it once in my life, and then the next become this thing that I'm extremely grateful for. Yeah. I mean, I think anyone who finds you appealing, attractive in any way, shape, or form is a good thing, yeah. You know? So for me, I'm here to be anyone's boyfriend.
Okay.
Like, I'm just out here. I'm just like, okay, cool. I'll roll with it.
Yeah. And speaking about boyfriends, what type of boyfriend are you?
What type of boyfriend am I?
Ah.
I say that because she's been privy to my boyfriend in that moment. From Shasha's view, I can tell you that I'm annoying.
Okay.
Because I'll call to ask, hey, I need flowers and things that do this, can you get them for me? Mm-hmm. You know? And she'll be like, Lawrence, call your PA. I'm like, yeah, but I don't trust her. I trust you. So I'm annoying in a sense that, like, I there's no drama.
Uh-huh.
I don't want drama. I don't want drama. That's for good. Us. I don't want drama for you. I'd like to believe I'm attentive. I'd like to believe that my being attentive will cater to whatever needs you may have.
Uh-huh.
I'm soft with you.
Mm.
You know, I want you. I want ease, uh-huh, and simplicity for my person.
Uh-huh.
So if I can provide the ease and the simplicity of it and the boring aspect, I've always said I want to be boring with someone.
Yeah. You know?
We're going to dinner with friends. That's it. There's going to be laughter. There's going to be joy. There's going to be shared experiences. There's going to be photographs shown to each other. I want boring. I want to travel with my partner to another foreign country where he still insists on wanting to cook. It's just boring. Just boring, boring, boring.
Yeah.
I was about to say, to Severus, say yourself, but I want them on the kayak.
Zopega in Paris. That's for sure. I want that.
I was about to ask you whether you are a hopeless romantic, but what you just said, clearly you are, because it's a different type of romance, you know. And I mean, you've answered that. So, leading to my second last question to you, seeing that you are that type of man that would like over Masakaya, Apege, Go Perez, and all of that, right? Would you say that you aspire to become a family man one day?
Oh, no, for sure. Everything I'm doing and everything I'm building is towards family.
Uh-huh.
I'm wired towards family.
Uh-huh.
I really generally believe I will not get to the levels that I want to get to without a significant other.
Oh, true.
So, and everything that I'm building is for my daughter, my son.
Oh.
Like, I'm building things for my family. And if I don't have a family, my nieces and nephews are here, you know?
Uh-huh.
So for me, it's definitely that. Like, for a long time, the rumor has been that I'm married with kids. I don't know if it's because I carry that kind of aura, but it's family unit is singularly one of the most important things to me.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's good.
I was raised in one, so I want to provide one.
Oh, I hope it does happen and comes to fruition. My very last question to you, what's next for Lawrence?
No pressure, no pressure. What's next for Lawrence? He doesn't know. He's,
what?
He really doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm discovering, you know, I've made the decision to dabble in two disciplines that are extremely hard, you know, being a television personality and being an actor. These are two disciplines that for me, I've taken the time to understand, learn, continually learn, and just be a student of, you know, I genuinely look at and have looked at everyone, you know, from Sammy CBT to like everyone, Robert Marawa, Bonang Sizwe Dlomo, Anele Mdoda, Katlego Senavasin, everybody, even the new ones that are coming up. I'm looking at them and I'm studying how they do things and how communication to the audience is, and to what audience you're speaking to, and how you're speaking to it, and the breakdown of language, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a constant student of the work that I do. I never know what's next for me. I always welcome new challenges. Mm-hmm. I'm always going back and forth with my team and trying to find out how better we can do things, you know, and collaborate. I think that's the biggest thing. So as for what's next, it's probably on my desk somewhere, but I don't know what it is, but I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
I really.
I like that. I like the fact that there is no pressure, but there is pressure, but it's good pressure. You know, it's not like toxic pressure, because you set a goal and this goal is ideally this. And if it doesn't come and becomes ideally what you had anticipated, then the letdown of the goal not being reached is an issue,
yeah,
you know.
There's too many conversations happening around entertainment and, oh my God, is it about the followers on Instagram? Is it about this? Is it about this? I just want to be the measurement stick when people look at, okay, what's the acceptable entry for this profession? It's my name, you know. I just want the respect of the industry in itself to be there. I don't want the everything that comes with it, you know, everything that comes with it. So we celebrate it in every shape, way, or form, and not vilify anyone just because you've got a million followers. We can't vilify you for that. You know? You'll get people that say, you're not an actor, you're a TikToker. Hey, man, are you talented? Can you deliver on what's been asked? Brilliant, great. You know, I look at someone like Primo, who's also in this movie. What a great guy. What an amazing talent, you know. He's refining it. You know, he's. I mean, I discovered his work on TikTok.
Yes.
And you see him on screen refining it, learning his beats. And I'm like, you're going to be a beast when you get it right, you know. And if anyone were to shut the door and say, no, but you're a TikToker, you can't. We would have lost out on the greatness you're going to become, you know. So I accept everyone willingly. Just let's do the work.
Yeah.
Let's play. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Lawrence. But I am itching. I'm like, Masiko, don't ask. But yeah, I'm itching. What is your ultimate dream role? Like a role that you'd like to play one day? Is there any? Do you have any?
I do and I don't.
Okay.
Do is I'd like to play multiple characters at once.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the do. And don't is I want my acting to not feel like it's acting. I want to do a role that that portrays humanity in its full form. Like in its full form, when I have this warped theory that we as the people in entertainment, be it journalists, artists, musicians, I have this theory that we've discovered time travel. It happened. We cracked it, you know. You writing this interview right now, it's going to live on the internet 50 years from now, reference point of where we were, who we were, the stories we were telling, the show making, is going to be a reference point for someone else. And we've time traveled. I'm here and I'm in 50 years from now, you know. So we've cracked it, we've done that. So for me, I want, when we speak about humanity, it be a role that I played. It be a reference point. And go, the best form of human was this character that was played by this guy on this movie. Let's emulate that. So that's what I'm going for. If I can, if I can crack it, it's, I think it's the single hardest thing to do because no two people are the same, but if I can get a unilateral decision and everyone go, yeah, that's humanity in its best form, then I would have cracked this form and this discipline called acting.
So I do appreciate your time. If it only was more, but yeah, I do appreciate it.
No worries. Greatly appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Ka leboga.